Well, every week you've been out calling for Julian Assange to be freed. So this is a big day, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels like forever. I've been doing it for a few years, actually. I can't quite count how many, but a few years, every week at least. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you feel when you discovered that he was actually on his way home?
My first reaction, like a lot, was kind of disbelief, distrust of media reports, generally, that we get out there. But I did follow through, like a lot of other people, and it was verified. And then WikiLeaks actually put out the information.
It's not quite on his way home yet, is it?
No, he's been put on a plane, and he was sent to an island north in the middle of the Pacific, well, northern Pacific, north of Hawaii, and understand his hearing is on tomorrow, our time.
Okay, and so we're standing here on Tuesday, so on Wednesday.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And so this is, do you think it's a formality?
From what we've got, yes. What the US has offered is to drop the big charges that equated 175 years for being a trader to the United States.
Which he isn't a citizen of?
No, he's not even a citizen. It was that quaint act that was brought up during the First World War, which they used. And so that's been knocked off. And he has a relatively minor charge of, understand the phrasing, I don't know exactly, but what I've got, he is receiving stolen information and distributing it. So that's a maximum of 6 years. He's done 5.5 years, and they've offered, they said, right, we'll knock that off. You've already served the time.
So they want him to accept that he's done something wrong?
He hasn't really said that yet, but the reality is this only came because they felt they had no other option. That is, you know, people running the show in Washington, they are in a difficult political situation on many fronts, and this has proved really delicate for them. A factor in that is that the campaign and the Campaign Australia really pressured the Australian government into finally taking a stand and actually calling on the United States government to release Julian, and not, well, the British government to release him, the United States not to go ahead with extradition. And this pressure wasn't easing off. And of course, two countries involved are facing rather difficult election periods.
Just as a matter of interest, I mean, I know it's not a done deal until he actually arrives here. Does that, if he arrives here, does that mean he gets to go home?
Yes, that is the understanding. And may I say, I mean, a big part of this success, and it is a success, has been Julian's own courage and the courage of his family that rallied around him.
Oh, yeah, and the continuous nature of that courage. Also, and the cleverness of the campaign too.
Yes, it has been. I think it was realised fairly early. It's not going to be a 5-minute campaign. It was going to take years, and it has taken years. But finally, we look like being there. Of course, the 100% proof is when he walks out of any form of custody and he's where he wants to go. And
well, it does strike me, Stella, his wife and his children are actually from England, so it's odd that they might have to move here.
Well, they live in England. She's actually from South Africa, I believe.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But they may have to. That's uncertain whether he'd be allowed to ever be there again. We don't know yet. That will be determined.
And anyway, it's personal, so.
Yeah. And I suppose the thing we all need to remember, this is an important battle, but the attack on freedom of the press, the attack on all of us, a curtailment of our rights, that's still progressing. That's still there, and we need to be mindful of that. And although this important battle has been won, and we hope, and our many will assist WikiLeaks to get back up where it was once upon a time, we must remember there's an ongoing battle for rights that needs to be continued.
Really, I feel joyous, if that's the word. I don't usually use that word a lot, but just to know that he can be with his little boys without being in that one room that they've only ever known to see their dad, that's the best part of it. And he's going to have a hard row, because I've worked with people who've come out of prison, and I actually emailed him, you know, don't freak out, because they've been in such a tiny space, then suddenly there's bright lights and, you know, everything's fast, and he will notice it for a while. So I hope he gets a property out in the country somewhere, and just they can all just run free and roll around on the grass. That's my thoughts for him anyway. Yeah.
So how long have you been following this?
A man I used to work with was with the Australian Services Union. He was my team leader. I worked in mental health for a long time. And he said to me, oh, come along, I've got this, you know, this guy, Julian Assange, has been arrested, and his dad's going to speak. And that was, it was over 12 years ago. It could have been 13 years ago, at the State Library.
Yep.
So I did that, and then went away for a few years, and then used to see little snippets of him in the Ecuadorian embassy. It wasn't so dire then. Okay, it was horrible. But once he went to Belmarsh, that was just horrendous. And so I started coming in Friday nights to the Assange, the vigil at Flinders Street Station. So it's been a long time, but I did go away for a few years when he didn't look too bad, like in the embassy, even though it was horrible. But once he went to that Belmarsh prison, and I really delved into all the dirty tricks that America did, and I saw how unjust the whole thing was. And that's when I, you know, started supporting him a lot more. So I've bought balloons here if the guys want to blow them up, because they make me dizzy.
What did you do?
I've got a banner on my front fence. I've had a lot of response from that, from people going past. Even a reporter one day knocked on my door. He was just an independent guy. He goes incognito though. But today I went and put all these balloons up, and when I come out, half of them had blown away. So I don't want to blow any more up. But this is the banner. I've got to go over it.
What does the banner say?
It says,
Our Julian is free. It's pretty fantastic news, isn't it?
It really is. I was a volunteer for the WikiLeaks party some years ago, and there was a strong feeling of tragedy in the outcome of that particular campaign. And since then, I've kept up with the reading to a certain extent, but I've also felt, without using the word capital T trauma, I felt very hurt by the continuing inability of the relationship between our government, the UK government, and the American government to find justice for Julian. And so this news today was a welcome shock. Yeah, I feel that justice has been done, at least to a certain extent. Obviously, there's still a matter of the plea deal, but it's nothing but a happy day, I think, yeah.
You've obviously been following this for a long time. Do you want to tell me how you feel today?
I feel very emotional. I went and saw the movie, and it was so sad to see that a human being can deteriorate the way he did and what he endured. So I got a very good surprise this morning when I read the news. And it was unexpected. I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But I'm very happy that he's free.
Very Me too.
Happy. Very happy.
Good evening. Good night. Whatever it is. It is a celebration for Julian Assange. Celebration from us. We are celebrating Julian Assange's freedom. Today, it has been announced that Julian, he has been on his way to a little island of Guam. It's called Seagull Island. It is still under USA. Now, what we know is that Julian, will be facing court in a couple of days about how they're going to strike a deal. What that deal is, we don't know yet. Well, at least I don't know yet. But I hope that it is a deal that will make him come here ASAP. Yeah! So we want Julian to be here with us ASAP because he did nothing wrong. We have been shouting here for years, telling you guys that Julian did not do anything wrong. What Julian did was for us. Okay, so I'm so glad that some of us are here celebrating that moment. Now, in days to come, there will be more moments and we'll be celebrating more. So please, come, join us. All you guys, this is for your freedom. This is not only Julian's freedom. This is our freedom. Because that's why Julian was locked up for 5 years in that hellhole, Belmarsh. He was in Ecuador embassy for 7 years, and a couple of years he was in home detention. All in all, 14 years, he was isolated. Other people, mainstream media, did not do anything for him. We, ordinary people, the good people, we came out here, rain, hail, sunshine, 40 degree heat, 2 degree heat, 2 degree cold, and we shouted, and we let everybody know that we wanted our brother, Julian Assange, home. And my God, Julian Assange is tasting the freedom. Yes, he is not in that hellhole, Belmarsh prison. He's tasting the freedom. Whatever they wanted to extradite Julian for, well, go to hell, because he is not going to USA. He is coming here, home. And thank you for Mark Dreyfus. Thank you for Penny Wong. And thank you for our Prime Minister for this quiet diplomacy, which may have contributed to this taste of freedom for Julian. So please, come and join us and say, free, free. We don't say free, free. We say, hooray, hooray, Julian Assange. Hooray, hooray, Julian Assange. Hooray, hooray, Julian Assange.
Today it is an incredible day, a most special day in our lives. It's a day, I'm sure, that a lot of tears were shed in relief, in joy. It just emotion just automatically pouring out from so many people, I'm sure, just spontaneous, because deep in our hearts, it's a really strong passion that we felt for Julian Assange, and to see it written, it just sort of came out very quickly, and then eventually it was like went from, oh, he might be coming out soon, and then the news came out, he's free, he's out of the prison, he's left London, he's, oh my God, you know, it's like, really, he's actually, I can't believe it, he's really, really free. And then we got on our phones and we got in touch with everybody that we know that loves Julian and wanted Julian to be free. And it's just been a day of celebration and relief. And it's been still in a way, you know, because we've had so much passion and expectation in us that it's sort of like, oh, you're sort of a bit staggered, you know, that it's actually happening and that he's out of Britain, and he went to Bangkok and refueled, and he's gone to the Western Pacific Island, and the first time, and to see on the TV, to see on the news, see Julian for the first time in years, because we've not been allowed to see him, a still photograph of him for years. He hasn't been allowed to go to the court. It's been amazing. And he went up those stairs much more sprightly than Trump or Biden. And here he was. He's put on a bit of weight. I was expecting that he'd be skin and bone. And it was, he was steady and he looked good. And it really gave me a lot of heart. So thank you for the opportunity to say a couple of words. I think it's just a glorious day. Happy, happy day for all people who believe in truth and justice as opposed to fame and fortune. Thank you. Good on you, Julian. Thank you. You've really enriched our lives. Thank you.